What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
Kramer and Jess.
On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
Honestly, how do you tell if a woman is into you or not? Because I have never been more confused in my life in this situation. And this, I've never been in a more risky situation than I am this weekend. Y'all, I am going out on a limb and going to New York to meet up with my high school girlfriend.
Nice.
Which is so out of character for me.
Yeah.
I usually don't drive more than 15, 20 minutes to meet up with anybody.
Yeah.
And this weekend is like, this is like a big one for me. Mm-hmm. If you weren't here last week, I was saying that my ex-girlfriend, it's been so long now. It's even ex-girlfriend.
How long did you guys date?
I mean, a year maybe.
Okay, then
I mean,
that's fair. You can say
it's
that.
High school. It was like.
I mean, but you could no. If you were to, if you sat here and were like, we dated for 3 days, I'd be like, you're DeLulu.
No,
but I think that's fair. I think you can like say my high
school.
You can say my high school ex girlfriend. Okay. Yeah, you can say that.
We reconnected on Facebook. We were chit chatting. Okay, you know how
you
it
know
goes.
How Facebook is.
You know how that goes, okay. Right? And over the last couple of weeks, we were just chit chatting, and like I felt like the chit chat felt romantic. And
really?
Eventually we made plans. I'm like, you know what? I just want to come up there and see how, like, let's see how this thing goes.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see if the vibes are there. And she was totally down. But ever since I committed to coming up there.
Now you're scared.
Now I can't tell.
Oh, like what the vibe is.
Is this a friend thing or is this a romantic thing anymore?
Okay.
From a couple different clues that have happened. Okay. So for example, we make plans. She's like, cool, you can stay with me. All
okay.
good. So I'm like, okay, if you can stay with me, mm-hmm. that sounds
I mean,
come on. That sounds romantic, right?
Let's pump the brakes. New York is expensive.
Okay, she says stay with me. So I'm thinking, okay, well obviously there's maybe that sounds romantic.
I'm not gonna give you that one fully. I'm gonna say that's up in the air. I wouldn't expect anything personally.
As a conversation goes on, then she mentions
give me another clue. Okay,
she mentions guest bedroom, and I'm like, okay, be friendship then.
Yes,
right.
Yeah.
Interesting, right? So then we just kind of talk about things to do in New York. She goes, I haven't seen Wicked in forever. I was like, oh my god, well,
are
like,
you guys gonna go see Wicked?
We haven't seen Wicked. We're gonna go see Wicked. Awesome. So like, awesome. I was like, I'll get tickets, no big deal. I get tickets to go see Wicked.
Oh wow, you're
so
really
excited.
You bought the tickets?
I bought tickets to go
y'all.
See Wicked, y'all.
Steven don't buy crap for nobody.
So, hey, I'm planning on like doing this big four,
oh,
right?
Oh, he really trying to spend money on those girls.
Y'all, out of nowhere, this woman drops me 50% of the money back. I didn't even ask for it.
Okay.
She sends me money
and
back.
And you love that because you hate buying things for people.
But I'm like, if
now
she's,
you're even more attractive.
If she's sending me money back,
yeah.
She's not seeing this as like a romantic thing on the other end.
No, I always offer to pay dates back.
Let me give you one more thing though. So here we are and we're talking about Saturday night. She goes, oh my god, we'll have such a fun date night. She gives me this restaurant she really wants to go to. She calls it a date night, right? She says it's gonna be fun, it's gonna be good. So I'm thinking, okay, so now we're back in romantic territory.
Mm-hmm.
Until all of a sudden she goes, hey, my friend owns the restaurant, he's gonna comp the meal, we'll have such a good time. And I'm like, if your friend owns the restaurant,
what's wrong with the deal?
Your friend's gonna pay for it. Like, this sounds like it's just buddies hanging out
No. That's like, I feel like that's like having connections. Like, that's like to impress you almost. It's like, my friend, I know these people that own this really cool restaurant. Like, she wants to show you part of her world. Like, and I think like,
I know. Like she wants why would
she
bring you
a friend maybe even?
Yeah, I think that would be a little, I think if you're taking someone somewhere where they're potentially going to meet someone that you're connected to, you're also wanting to get their opinion on you as well. You know what I mean?
And saying date night, I don't think people say date night loosely.
There's so many context.
I also think that like I feel like we should remove the word romantic, and I think you should just kind of go into it seeing where it leads and not have any expectations on it, because I feel like just because maybe certain things might not take place in that you think in your mind needed to take place for mm-hmm. her to for you to think that she's into you doesn't mm-hmm. mean that she's not open to seeing where this could go.
But I'm so like, I think, hooked already. No, I'm like, but I'm like, I think into
that's
her.
Where the mindset needs to be, and like take off the expectations. Like right now, remember,
women can feel that too.
Yeah, remember,
and that'll give us the ick.
You are going just to reconnect with an old friend. Yeah. That's what it is. Mm-hmm. And if something happens organically, then it will.
Yeah.
And that's how it's supposed to be. Remember, you technically don't know this person still. You guys are in a different place.
Yeah.
So just go to have a nice time. That's what you should go into all right. it with that kind of mindset.
I'm not feeling optimistic, but I'll keep y'all posted next week. All right.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.